I will inherit the world, and I'll die in the earth.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Defender 7 Missing Persons broadcast with your host, myself, and General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby, and my co-host and sidekick, Major Lorna Munson. Now, for those of you new just tuning into us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defender 7. We're on MeWe. Click on Communities, scroll down, Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. We have a website. Type in all lowercase letters, www.defenders7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales and donations go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in the time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your communities in time of need. Now for tonight's broadcast and all the broadcasts we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy interacting with our followers and our members. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Don't like talking on the phone? We also have a live chat room right here on Blog Talk Radio below the caption. And that goes on during each of our broadcasts. Now, missing persons, that's why we pick Monday nights to do it. And another reason that we do cover missing persons is because we are a huge supporter of our missing, trafficked, endangered, elderly, young, children, adults, throughout the whole country and throughout the world. And as the saying goes, if you know something, say something. If you have a personal story, call in and share it with us. If you personally know somebody who's missing or who has been murdered, we'd like to hear your story. We not only broadcast nationwide, but our radio show goes global, and we have quite a few countries that follow us. So come on in, have a chat with us. And now I'm welcoming in my sidekick, Major Lorna Munson.
Hi.
Hi.
What's cracking?
Not much. What about you?
Oh, I'm tired. And
tired.
I haven't ate yet all day. Yeah. Them
oh, man,
stupid
I just got done eating.
Those stupid snakes take a lot of money.
Yeah, I just got done having homemade cheesesteaks.
It's nice to be you, huh? Oh, yeah.
That's great news. That's great news about your brother.
Yeah, it is. And hopefully the rest of it goes as smooth as this did.
Yes. And I also want to put out there, too, still continuing prayers for Kimmy, and which is our national medical officer, Kimberly Purvis, to her family, and her brother.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Yep, I don't. I know it's not easy.
No. No.
All righty, we get right into it then. All right, missing Shane McLaughlin, cash reward of up to $2,500. Shane McLaughlin went missing on Sunday, October 18, 2020, from Romulus. He was last seen at 10:48 p.m. on surveillance video getting into a dark-colored SUV, possibly a Dodge Journey or Jeep. The SUV drove off, and Shane has not been seen or heard from since by his family or his friends. He was 15 years old when he went missing. Any information, call 1-800-SPEAK-UP, or I can't see that. Darn it.
Open your eyes.
No, it's like overwritten.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not giving me.
All right. Brings us to Rapid City, South Dakota. Anyssa, A-N-Y-S-S-A, Niece, or Ness, N-E-I-S-S, 16 years old. And there's not really a description, but she looks like she's Native American, so brown or black hair, dark eyes. It's seen since December 30th, 2021. Any information, call Rapid City Police Department at 605-394-4131.
Missing in Southwest Georgia. Oh, she's been located. Okay. Good. That's good to see.
Yeah.
All right. Monisha Simmons, missing since October 19, 2021. Black female. Has nose ring in her right nostril. 16 years old. Cornrow braids. And there is no other information other than contact the Harris County Sheriff's Office in Georgia at 1-706-628-4211.
Rita Papakee, P-A-P-A-K-E-E. A $50,000 reward is being offered for anyone willing to come forward with the new information that leads to finding Rita Janelle Papakee. On January 16, 2015, Rita was last seen at the Meskwaki Bingo Casino Hotel near Tama, Iowa. She has not been heard from since. She's 41 years old at the time of her disappearance. She is described as Native American female with brown hair and brown eyes. She is 5'4". And weighed between 145 and 170. Any information, call 641-484-1000. 4844 or text information to 641-481-6002. Evanston, Illinois. Faraday Walters, 18 years old, missing since February 25th, 2022. She's 18, female, white, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'1", 119 pounds. You may travel to Madison County, Kentucky. You may use the name Taylor. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. Evanston Police Department in Illinois, or 847-866-5000.
Baltimore City, Maryland. Jemiah Weaver, age 13, missing since March 16, 2022. From Baltimore City, Maryland. Black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'3". Weight is 98 pounds. The juvenile is missing from the Western District of Baltimore City, Maryland. Jemiah has a silver nasal piercing and wears her hair in a short ponytail. She was last seen wearing a blue jacket, white crop shirt, and black pants. Anyone having information should contact the Baltimore City Police Department at 1-800-843-5678 or 410-396-2525.
Seymour, Indiana. Cecilia Raimondo, C-U-C-H-I-L. 17 years old, missing since February 9th, 2022, female, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 4'9", 130 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Seymour Police Department in Indiana, or 812-522-1234.
Gloria Isabel Chavez, age 16, Merced, California, missing since March 5th, 2022, Hispanic female, 16 years old, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 140 pounds. Gloria Isabel was last seen on March 5th, 2022. Anyone having information should contact the Merced Police Department in California at 1-209-385-6905.
Bessie is still missing. Please continue to share her information. Detectives will be out looking for her. Bessie Collins, black female, 87 years old, 5'9", 130 pounds, gray hair, brown eyes, last seen on 3:20 at 1 a.m. in the area of 49th and Walrond, wearing black pants and jacket and red shoes. She has dementia and easily forgets where she is going. Where she is or how to get home. If located, call 911.
Missing since March 3rd, 2022. James Barber, age 16, missing from Clinton, Maryland. Hispanic male, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 115 pounds. James may travel to New York City, New York. Anyone having information should contact Prince George's County Police Department in Maryland at 1-301-352-4000. 1200.
Grand Rapids, Michigan. Alan Nichols, 15 years old, missing since March 12, 2022. Male, white, red hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 143 pounds. He may travel to Sand Lake, Michigan, Cedar Springs, Michigan, or Rockford, Michigan. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Wyoming Police Department in Michigan, or 616-530-7300.
Fort Worth, Texas. Joyous Lynn Davis, age 16, missing since March 11, 2022. 16-year-old white female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 200 pounds. She was last seen on March 11, 2022. Anyone having information should contact Fort Worth Police Department in Texas at 1-817-392-4222. Now, they say her hair is brown, but in the two pictures I'm looking at, it's kind of like a dyed auburn, bright dyed auburn.
Okay, Columbus, Ohio. Logan Stevens, 14 years old, missing since December 11th, 2021. Male, white, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'6", 140 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Columbus Police Department in Ohio, or 614-645-4545. Picture don't look like he's 14. It looks like he's 10.
Wow. There's a cash reward offered for separate runaway teen twins sought by the Pennsylvania State Police. Months after one twin runaway, his brother has gone missing, according to release by Pennsylvania State Police and Pennsylvania Crime Stoppers. Jace W. Spurriglizio, or Gliazzi, Spurriglizzi, 16, ran away from their Reed Township home on October 24, 2021. He has homemade tattoos, all of which were done in black ink, on both of his hands, and is described as a 5'5", 110-pound white male with blue eyes, blonde hair. He was last seen wearing a black hooded sweatshirt, black denim jeans, according to the original release by the police. Less than 5 months later, Jesse, 16, of Fallen Timber, ran away, according to police. He left the family home on Executive Drive at approximately 3:30 a.m. Friday, March 18th, and never came back. He's described as a 5'8" tall, 135 pounds, with brown eyes and long brown hair. Jace was recently confirmed to be in the Pittsburgh area, but both brothers also have ties to the Altoona, PA area. A cash reward is being offered for information. Contact the Pennsylvania Crime Stoppers at toll-free 1-800-4-PA-TIPS, which is 8477, or online here.
Mason, Ohio. Audrey Bella Louise Renaud, R-E-N-A-U-D, 16 years old, missing since March 16th, 2022. Female, white, 5'5", 148 pounds. brown hair, green eyes. Audrey was last seen in Mason, Ohio, maybe with another missing juvenile. Anyone with any information or questions regarding the case should call Warren County E911 Communication Center at 513-695-2525.
Evanston, Illinois. Faraday Walters, age 18, missing since February 25th, 2022. She's a white female, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'1", 119 pounds. She may travel to Madison County. She may use the name, she may travel to Madison County, Kentucky. She may use the name Taylor. Anyone having information should contact the Evanston Police Department in Illinois at 1-847-866-5000. She does have freckles all over her face, too.
Columbus, Ohio. Liliana Garcia, 16 years old, missing since January 5th, 2022. Female, Hispanic, black hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 155 pounds. You may be in the company of a male. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Columbus Police Department in Ohio, or 614-645-4545.
Norman, Oklahoma. Damon Carpenter, age 16, missing since 12/24/2021. White male, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 162 pounds. He may still be in the local area. Anyone having information should contact the Oklahoma City Police Department in Oklahoma at 1-405-297-1000.
Shane McLaughlin, cash reward up to $2,500. Shane McLaughlin went missing on Sunday, October 18, 2020, from Romulus. He was last seen at 10:48 p.m. on surveillance video getting into a dark-colored SUV, possibly a Dodge Journey or a Jeep. The SUV drove off, and Shane has not been seen or heard from since by his family or friends. He was 15 years old when he went missing, and no description, but he's blonde hair. Not sure the eye color, and he's a white boy.
He's a dirty white boy.
Mason, Ohio. I'm not even going to try to say this name. G-H-O-H-E-S-T-A-N-I. 17 years old, missing since March 16th, 2022. He's male, white, 5'9", 140 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He was wearing a black hoodie and maybe with another missing juvenile, Audrey Renaud. Any information, contact Warren County E911 Communication Center at 513-695-2525.
Grand Rapids, Michigan. Alan Nichols, age 15, missing since March 12, 2022. White male, red hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 143 pounds. He may travel to Sand Lake, Michigan, Cedar Springs, Michigan, or Rockford, Michigan. Anyone having information should contact the Wyoming Police Department in Michigan at 1-616-530-7300.
Hamilton, Ohio, Kara Lauren Hyde, 23 years old, missing since December 5th, 2021. Current age 23, female, white, 5'8", 120 pounds, blonde hair, brown eyes. Any information, call the Hamilton Police Department at 513-868-5811.
Okay. Patience Lorenz, missing since March 19, 2022, from Texas, Amarillo, Texas. She's 17. How come you don't have anything else on her other than the information? Contact Randall County Sheriff's Office in Texas at 1-806-468-5751. They didn't have her description, really, other than being white.
Here's that... Michael Joe, the little boy they call Monkey. Doesn't say his last name on here. He's still missing. Feel suspicious about someone, you know. Think hard. Do you? Michael's birthday is the 24th of June. Help him blow out the candles with his loving family. If you think you've seen his face, or know anything about where Michael Monkey Vaughn, that's what it is, V-A-U-G-H-A-N, maybe call 911.
He's been missing for a while.
Yeah. It doesn't say when he went missing on this post. Call 911 or the Payette County Sheriff's Office at 208-642-6006.
Columbus, Ohio. Liliana Garcia, age 16, went missing January 5th, 2022, from Columbus, Ohio. She's a Hispanic female, 16 years old, black hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 155 pounds. Liliana was last seen on January 5th, 2022. She may be in the company of a male. Anyone having information should contact Columbus Police Department in Ohio at 1-614-645-4545.
Youngstown, Ohio, Corinna Salazar, 40 years old, missing since 8-2021. Female, she's white and Hispanic, 5'5", 150 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Corinna was staying at a mission in Youngstown, Ohio. She left the mission on 8-12-21. The last known contact that anyone has had from Corinna was on 8-20-21. She has had no correspondence with any family members or friends since 8-12-2021. Any information, call the Youngstown Police Department at 330-742-8916.
Aubrey, Texas. Alicia, Eric. Age 17, missing since March 12th, 2022. She's 17, black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 165 pounds. She does have braided hair, and she wears glasses or contacts. Anyone with information, contact the Little Elm Police Department in Texas at 1-214-975-0460.
Sandusky, Ohio. Darian LaShawn Scott, 14 years old, missing since March 11th, 2022. Male, black, 5'1", 120 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Any information, contact the Erie County Sheriff's Office at 419-625-7951.
Fort Morgan, Colorado. Brittany Gonzalez Garcia, age 17, missing since October 8, 2021. Missing from Fort Morgan, Colorado. Hispanic female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 125 pounds. Anyone having information should contact the Morgan County Sheriff's Office in Colorado at 1-970-867-2461. She does wear glasses.
Columbus, Ohio. Nicholas Wilson Kuhar, K-U-H-A-R, 47 years old, missing since June 14th, 2021. Male, white, 6'3", 190 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. Any information, call the Columbus Police Department at
614-545. Hayward, California. Kenise Cox. Missing since March 1st, 2021. Missing from Hayward, California. 14-year-old, black female. She's very light-skinned. Brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 140 pounds. Kenise was last seen on March 1st, 2022, and her nose is pierced. When Kenise was last seen, her hair was dyed reddish-orange. Anyone having information should contact Alameda County Sheriff's Office in California at 1-510-667-7721.
Tatiana Titi LaBelle. 33 years old, was last seen on the 700 block of East 84th Street in Chicago, Illinois, on March 13, 2022. She was 6 feet, 150 pounds, and was wearing a wig of unknown color and styling. And she is a black lady. No call or no phone number.
Montgomery Village, Maryland. Melania Cruz, age 16, missing March 9th, 2022. She's Hispanic, female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 120 pounds. The juvenile is missing from Montgomery Village, Montgomery County, Maryland. Melania has a hoop nose ring, and she was last seen wearing a black hoodie, black jeans. She may be in need of medical attention. Anyone having information should contact the Montgomery County Police Department at 301 279-8000 or 240-773-5400.
Bismarck, North Dakota, Valene Renee Littlebird, a.k.a. Valene Renee Addison, missing since June of 2021. Last known to be seen in the Bismarck area around June 2021. There's no description, but Native American, so dark brown or black hair, brown eyes, no height or anything. Any information, contact Lisa Yellowbird Chase at 701-893-6841.
Middle River, Maryland. Brooklyn Hall. Missing since March 1st, 2022. 15-year-old white female, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'6", 120 pounds. She was last seen on March 1st, 2022, when Brooklyn was last seen. Her hair was dyed dark brown. Anyone having information should contact Baltimore County Police Department in Maryland at 1-410-853-3650.
Garfield Heights, Ohio, missing since March 11th, 2022, 14 years old, female, she's black, 5'4", 103 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She was wearing black leggings, a shirt, a black puffy winter jacket, black shiny UGG boots, and a red, white, and blue scarf. She also has a silver nose ring. She may be in need of medication. And in her picture, she's got braid colors. She's got like pink braid, white braid, and looks like black braid. And any information, call the Garfield Heights Police Department at 216-475-1234.
Salt Lake City, Utah. Jolie Leyba, missing since January 31st, 2022. She's 14 years old. She's biracial, white and Hispanic. Brown hair, brown eye, 5 foot. She weighs 95 pounds. Jolie may still be in the local area, or she may travel to Tule, Utah. She is biracial. Jolie is Hispanic and white. Anyone having information should contact Unified Police Department in Utah at 1-801-743-7000.
Cleveland, Ohio. Clinton Micah Thomas, 10 years old, missing since March 14th, 2022. He's male, black, 4'8", 57 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He was last seen wearing blue jeans and a black and tan Timberland boot. Any information, call the Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5262.
Denver, Colorado. Alma Perez, missing since February 28, 2022. Hispanic female, 17 years old. Black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 115 pounds. Alma may travel to California. She may use the alias date of birth of 12/25/2005. Anyone having information, contact the Denver Police Department in Colorado at 1 720 913-2000.
This is it's a cold case. I don't know if it has a date down there, but it's trying to find this guy's killer. He's 59-year-old Kenneth Zernicki was found dead in his home after firefighters extinguished the fire. Remember that these are directly submitted by family members. Our organization doesn't investigate cases. Speculation on the details of the case are often more harmful than helpful. Comments that are deemed... So it's Kenneth Zernicki, unsolved homicide victim of September 24th, 2015, Caribou, Maine.
Orange, California. Litzy Albino, age 15, missing since February 20th, 2022. She's a Hispanic. 15-year-old female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 102 pounds. Anyone having information should contact the Orange County Sheriff's Office in California at 1-714-647-7000.
Des Moines, Iowa. Darlene Mae Fitchett, 28 years old, missing since January 19th, 1960. Female, white, date of birth 3/29/31, which makes her 89 years old right now. She disappeared at the age of 28 years old. Unknown height and weight. Darlene was battling thyroid cancer at the time of her disappearance and needs life-sustaining medication as well as painkillers. All her medications were left behind. Distinguishing characteristics is the female. Maiden name is Boyd. She is supposed to wear prescription eyeglasses, but these were left behind. Oh, I just put a handful of chocolate chips in my mouth. Darlene was last seen at her home in the 1600 block of Pleasant View Drive in Des Moines, Iowa on the night of January 19, 1960. She was ironing clothes in the basement and her three children heard her arguing with their father. Darlene's 9-year-old daughter, Heather, heard banging sounds coming from the basement and the sound of her mother yelling for help. Heather tried to leave her bedroom, but the door was locked, and her father told her to go back to bed. Later, Heather heard more noises coming from the basement, possibly sawing or digging noises. Around midnight, Darlene's husband, Allenson Lance Malcolm Fitchett Jr., told Heather and her 6-year-old brother that her mother had left and gone to California. He got them and their babysitter up to take them to his sister's home in Adel, Iowa, so she could care for them. Darlene has never been seen again. She left behind all her belongings, including her glasses, medications, and vehicle, but the bedding and curtains from her bedroom also disappeared that the same night she did. The day after Darlene vanished, Lance traded in his dark green panel truck for a new van. He didn't report his wife missing of his own accord. Concerned friends and neighbors told police about her disappearance on February 8, 1960, when the law enforcement asked him where Darlene was. He said she had left him for another man and gone to California. At the time of Darlene's disappearance, the couple's marriage was troubled and both Lance and Darlene were seeing other people. Darlene's boyfriend, a sailor, had even come to visit the house in December of 1959 with Lance's blessing. Darlene and her boyfriend even opened up a joint bank account at the local bank. Boyfriend was at sea at the time of Darlene's disappearance. Lance was to have an extramarital affair with Colleen Sieberling, Sieberling moved into the home shortly after Darlene vanished in June 1960, just as Lance and Sieberling were about to move to California with the three children. Darlene's mother confronted the family and demanded to know what happened to Darlene. Lance's sister told her Darlene had simply left. Heather told her grandmother about the events on January 19th, and Lance gave written permission for Darlene's parents in Dexter, Iowa, to raise the children. Heather later said that prior to her disappearance, Darlene had told her she was afraid Lance would kill her. Although Darlene's body has never been found, police are investigating her case as an unsolved homicide. On June 2014, they dug up the basement of the family's former home on East Pleasant View Drive. Ground-penetrating radar showed that someone had dug a hole under the concrete approximately 5 feet by 2 feet. The search of the basement turned up nothing. However, primary suspect in Darlene's presumed murder, but he died in 2005. That sucks. Authorities would still like to find Darlene's remains for the sake of her family. Wow.
Wow is right. I mean, geez.
What more do they need? The kids heard everything that happened.
Right. And then they come across something that was buried, but there was nothing there.
Yeah.
He could have moved the body.
Oh, absolutely.
Duquesne, Pennsylvania. Zamaya Shelley, missing since January 31st, 2022. Black female, 16 years old, brown hair, brown eyes. 5'8", 170 pounds. Anyone having information should contact the Duquesne Police Department in Pennsylvania at 1-412-469-3774.
Oak Hill, West Virginia. On March 17, 2022, Sierra Jones, 21, of Oak Hill, was reported missing. According to the Oak Hill Police Department, Sierra Jones was last seen Thursday, March 10, 2022. She has brown hair, hazel eyes, and is approximately 5'8". She was last seen with a man in a white Dodge truck and red lettering on the side leaving Oak Hill. Oak Hill police are currently searching for her and anyone with information on her whereabouts and is encouraged to contact the Oak Hill Police Department at 304-465-0596 or call 911.
Staten Island, New York. Essence Hardy, age 14, missing January 26, 2022. It's a black female, 14 years old, black hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 91 pounds. Anyone having information should contact the New York Police Department in New York at 1-646-610-5030. She does have a nose piercing in her left nostril.
Shauna Bryan, missing since March 17th, 2022. She's black, 16 years old, 5'6", brown and blonde braids, female, 135 pounds, brown eyes. She left her residence without permission and failed to return home. She was last seen wearing a gray jogging suit, missing from the 1600 block of Coram, Sunday, March 13th, 2022, at approximately 6 p.m. was the last time she was seen. Any information, called Detroit's 9th Precinct at 313-596-5940 or 911. Anthony Matthews. He's black. He's 55 years old. He's 5'8". He's bald. He's got scars on the top of his head. Male, 180 pounds. Brown eyes. Anthony was last heard from during a phone conversation in July, and his family is concerned for his well-being. Missing from the 18,200 block of Cathedral, Michigan, last seen July of 2021. Any information, contact Detroit 6th Precinct at 313-596-5640 or 911.
Fayetteville, North Carolina. Tatiana Deans from Baltimore, Maryland, 5'6" to 5'7", 135 pounds. Last known location, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Call 911 immediately, and her mother, Melody Bell, at 443-803-5259.
Abigail Schmelowski, 16 years old, 5'6", 140 pounds, brown eyes, brown hair. His last seen around 9 p.m. Sunday, February 13th, 2022, at her home near 132nd Ave, Southeast and East Post Oak Road in Noble, Oklahoma. She left sometime overnight, and it's possible she was picked up by an unknown person. She may or may not still be in the local area. If you have seen, or know of Abigail's whereabouts, call 911 or contact the Norman Police Department at 405-321-1600.
Chillicothe, Ohio. Lindsay Schobelock abruptly left work at a tattoo shop on Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. Her car was later found in a rural area about 30 minutes away. Oh, come on.
Your phone acting up?
Yeah. It's like, you know, you scroll up and it bounces down.
Mm-hmm. I'm expecting to be in jail in the next couple of days because I don't know why. Every time I post something every time I go and block these idiot fact checkers, I start getting warnings about stupid stuff. And it's been constantly all day today and all day yesterday, so I'm assuming I'll be in jail in the next couple of days.
Yeah. This is a long, long story on her, and I'm not seeing. I know she's a white blonde. I'm not seeing. She's got many tattoos. Okay, she's 5'7", weighs 135 pounds, has blue eyes, currently has blonde hair, but she has dyed her hair brown before. Lindsay also has several tattoos on her arm, clavicle, and legs. If you have any information that can help locate Lindsay Schobelock, please contact the Ross County Sheriff's Office at 740-773-1185.
Kansas, Jonah Howard, 13 years old, IPD is attempting to locate missing juvenile Jonah Howard, who was last seen in the area of Truman Road in Hawker Terrace. Jonah is 13 years old, 5 feet, 120 pounds. Last seen wearing a gray hoodie with pink heart, gray sweatpants, and a hair in a ponytail. If you see Jonah or know where she might be, we want to get her reunited with her family. Please contact us at 816-836-3600.
Lebanon Police Department. Mark Spence was reported missing from the 500 block of Morton Road on March 17, 2022. He was last seen around 7:30 p.m., could possibly still be wearing red shirt, jeans, and no jacket. Mark suffers from a severe medical condition and is not very verbal. If located, contact the Lebanon Police Department at 417-532-3131. And that's all they got on him.
Duquesne, Pennsylvania. Zamaya Shelley, 16 years old, missing since January 31st, 2022. A female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 170 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. Duquesne Police Department in Pennsylvania or 412-469-3774. Raytown, Missouri, Aiden Clark, 16 years old, missing since February 23rd, 2022. 16 years old, 5'8", 130 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. Aiden Clark went missing from his home in the 11,400 block of 56th Terr in Raytown, Missouri. On February 23rd, 2022, he was last seen getting into a black car and has not contacted his family since then, and they are concerned about his well-being. He was last seen wearing a multicolored hoodie. If you have any information, call the Raytown, Missouri Police Department at 816-737-6020. Or the Missouri State Highway Patrol Missing Persons Unit at 573-526-6178.
Okay, it says purple alert, whatever that means. Oakland, Sacramento, Stockton, Los Angeles, and everything in between. Please keep your eyes open. Alicia Alaya Marie Bryant, age 15, 5'6". She's a black female with a very long braided hair that she wears on the side. 202 to 215 pounds. Her hair is black. Eyes are brown. She was last seen on March 11, 2022 in Oakland, California. She has tattoos on left thigh of cherries. On the right side of her chest says Jafari. Left side of her nose is pierced. Any information, call 510-238-3641 or 650-241-8736.
Kansas City, Kansas. K-H-A-D-I-J-A-H. K-D Beaver, 14 years old. Missing since March 13th, 2022. She's 5'6", 230 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. If you have any information, call the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department at 913-596-3000 or the Kansas Bureau of Investigation at 785-296-4017.
Joanne Perry. Oh, no, that's the woman that reported it. Have you seen Krista? She was last known to be in the Colorado Springs, Colorado area last June 2021. She's 5'2", 125 pounds, light complexion, light brown hair, blue-green eyes. If you see her, ask her to please call Mom. Oh, shit, that's all they got on her. No age either, but she looks like she's in her middle 20s to early 30s.
Toledo, Ohio. Joslyn Ridley, 16 years old, missing since January 11th, 2022. Female, biracial. Black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 137 pounds. Joslyn is black, Hispanic, and white. When she was last seen, her hair was dyed black and blonde. Anyone with any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Toledo Police Department in Ohio, or 419-255-8443. Wichita, Kansas, Amada M. Chavez, 14 years old, missing since March 12, 2022, 5'4", 140 pounds, brown hair, green eyes, her hair may be dyed. It is believed that Amanda may still be in the local Wichita area, or she may try to get to the Topeka or Kansas City area or the Oklahoma City area or Texas. Amanda is 14 years old. She is 5'4". I already said all that stuff. Amanda's nose is pierced. Amanda changes her hair color frequently to change her appearances. Amanda has two scars on her lower back. She has a tattoo of the letter B on one of her fingers and a tattoo of the Playboy Bunny on her right thigh. If you have any information regarding Amanda or you know where her whereabouts is, call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-660-9456 or 316-60-9452 or 316-263-6011 or the Kansas Bureau of Investigation at 785-296-4017. Boy, that's a lot of phone numbers for this one.
Right.
Jeffrey Purcell. Where is he from? He's black. He's 55 years old, 5'6", black hair, partially bald, full beard, 200 pounds, brown eyes. Jeffrey left his residence and failed to return home. It is unknown what he was wearing when he left his home. According to his caretaker, he suffers from mental illness, missing from the 8800 block of Sorrento. Missing Friday, March 11th, 2022 at approximately 12:30 a.m. Any information, call Detroit, Michigan, 2nd Precinct at 313-596-5240 or 911.
Skya Mason, 14, missing from New York, Manhattan area. missing since March 17, 2022. She's a black female, 14-year-old, 5'1", weighing 90 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair. Anyone with information related to this incident is asked to call the New York Police Department Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-577-TIPS or log on to the Crime Stoppers website.
That it?
Yep. That's all that they had.
Mason County, West Virginia. Grace Allison Smith, 34 years old, missing since February 23rd, 2022. She's missing out of Mason County, West Virginia. Her car was left abandoned in the TNT area of Point Pleasant with her keys on the hood and all her belongings still inside. Grace was last seen at her mother's home on 3 Mile Road in Gallipolis Ferry on February 23rd, 2022. Grace is a mother, daughter, wife, sister, aunt, cousin, and friend. They're desperate to find Grace and bring her home safely. If you have any information, we are asking that you call the Mason County Sheriff's Department. She's 34, 5 feet 4 inches, 90 pounds, and her hair looks like it's dyed auburn. There's a $5,000 reward for the location. And on this one, they cut off the phone number, so I can't. All I can give you is 304-675-38. You'll just have to call 911 or the County Sheriff's Department.
There you go.
Yeah.
Eliza Jones, missing since January 5th, 2022, from Palm Bay, Florida. 16-year-old black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5 foot, weighs 100 pounds. Call 911 or the Palm Bay Police Department in Florida at 1-321-952-3456.
Topeka, Kansas. Ellie Hopkins Mitchell, 16 years old, missing since October 21st, 2021. She's 6'1", 220 pounds, blonde, strawberry hair, blue eyes. He goes by the name Ellie Hopkins. Ellie is suspected to be in either Jefferson, Jackson, or Shawnee counties in Kansas. If you have information, call the Topeka, Kansas Police Department at 785-368-9247 or 785-368-9200 or the Kansas Bureau of Investigation at 785-296-4017.
Donald Van Meter, 69-year-old white male, 6 foot, 2 inches, 245 pounds. Believed to have been wearing a beanie, stocking cap, dark tan jacket, dark t-shirt, blue jeans, and a black Skechers shoes. Any information, call the Franklin Police Department at 317-346-1100.
Manhattan, Kansas. Yasmin Al Shabani, 17 years old, missing since March 6, 2022. She's 5'2 to 5'4, 135 to 165 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Yasmin was last known to be wearing a red windbreaker jacket, a white shirt, blue jeans with holes on the left side of the right leg, and Fila white shoes. She has a hoop ring in right nostril of her nose, and she wears glasses. If you have any information, call the Riley County, Kansas Police Department at 785-537-2112 or the Kansas Bureau of Investigation at 785-296-4017.
Quorum, New York. Michaela Hilaire. She's been missing since March 17, 2022. Black female, 5'2", 170 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. And that is it.
Oh,
contact the New York State Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 1-800-346-3543. Sorry about that.
You interrupted me. I hate that.
Wah.
That's one of my biggest pet peeves, is being interrupted. Ohio, Brandy Marie Blevins, age 38, missing since March 5th, 2022. She was last seen in Kettering on Saturday, March 5th, 2022. Her last known address is Beaver Creek Township, but she also is known to frequent East Dayton and Riverside. 38 years old, 5'1", and weighs around 120 pounds. Yeah, know anything about her whereabouts, contact Greene County Sheriff's Office, dispatch at 937-376-5034. Her picture shows she's blonde.
Man, I wish it would give all the right information.
I know. Some of these are annoying.
Courtney Marie, missing from Delaware, Dagsboro, Delaware. She's a white, 32-year-old female, brown hair, green eyes, 5'8", 150 pounds. If seen, call 1-302-752-3794.
Indianapolis, Indiana. Ingrid Olivia, 17 years old, missing since February 25th, 2022. Female, Hispanic, black hair, brown eyes, 4'11", 165 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, Indiana, at 317-327-3811. Her hair is dyed like a purplish, auburnish color. This one's still missing. Indiana and Muncie, Indiana. Kaylee Hughbanks, 15 years old. Missing since July 31st, 2021. Age now 15. Female, white, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'5", 110 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Delaware County Sheriff's Office in Indiana, or 765-747-7878.
Jalik Rainwalker, Where you been missing from, buddy? Oh. Missing November 1st, 2007 in Greenwich, New York. He was 12 years old at the time of last. He's a light-skinned black male. His hair is really light-colored and short, and that's all I got on that.
Dyer, Indiana. Vanessa Navarro, 17 years old, missing since March 29th, 2021. Female, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 125 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Dyer Police Department in Indiana, or 219-865-1163.
Madras, Oregon. Claudine Lynn Gray Littleleaf, age 65, Native American female, brown eyes, brown hair, 5'1", 165 pounds. She was last seen wearing black purple jacket, multicolored scarf, and black pants. Last seen March 13th, 2022. Any information, please contact the Warm Springs Police Department at 541-553-1171. The individual is considered endangered and may suffer from dementia. And that's it.
To your food, Lorna.
To your food, Lorna.
Hey, Belton, Missouri. Isabella Kenzo, 15 years old. Missing since March 1st, 2022. She's been missing from Belton, Missouri since March 1st, 2022. Kinslow was last seen at home in Belton, but had lived until recently in Grandview, Missouri. Kinslow is approximately 5'3 tall with hazel eyes, and when last seen, she had short red hair. She has a visible scar on her face that she may conceal with makeup. Any information, call the Belton, Missouri Police Department at 816-331-5522 or the Missouri State Highway Patrol Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 573-526-6178 or 911.
Greenville, South Carolina. Alexis Ware. Alexis B. Ware. 29, missing from Anderson, South Carolina. She's a black female, light complected, 5'5", 230 pounds, black hair, which is long, and brown eyes. She was last seen driving a 2019 Honda Accord Sport tag number 6635NS. A missing person report has been filed with Anderson County Sheriff's Office. If you see Alexis or have information regarding her whereabouts, please call 864-260-4405.
Michigan City, Indiana. Fallon Dekarski, 15 years old, missing since March 2nd, 2022. Female, white, brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'5", 190 pounds. She may still be in the local area, or she may travel to Hobart, Indiana. Her ears are pierced. Fallon may... maybe I'm saying her name wrong, because I say her name Fallyn, or she may go by the name Fallen, Fallen. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Michigan City Police Department in Indiana, or 219-874-3221.
Come on.
Elyria, Ohio. Joshua Dittweiler, 16 years old. Missing since March 4th, 2022. Male, white, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'7", 150 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. Lorain County Sheriff's Office in Ohio at 440-329-3710.
J.C. Weaver, 16-year-old, missing since March 1st, 2022 from Charleston, South Carolina. She is 5'5", 5'5", she weighs 130 pounds, long blonde hair. She has two face tattoos, and she weighs 130 pounds. Any information, should contact Charleston Police Department in South Carolina at 1-843-743-7200. She also has her left nostril pierced, and it looks like the septum pierced.
Lincoln, Nebraska. Daziana Lone Wolf, 14 years old, missing since February 27, 2022. Female, she's an American Indian, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 125 pounds. May still be in the local area, and her ears are pierced. You can call 1-800-843-5678, the Lincoln Police Department in Nebraska. 402-441-6000.
St. Louis, Missouri. Family of a 27-year-old St. Louis woman is pleading for the public's help. Kennedy Walton, 27, has been missing since March 3rd. Her aunt, Marco Dean, is distraught. I've had seizures, two seizures, worrying about Kennedy. She said Walton lives in St. Louis, but travels to see her mom and sisters in Belleville. She was on her way back over, but she never did show up. Jax called her back maybe a half hour to an hour later. The phone just rang. Dean said the white Chevy Tahoe she was driving was discovered in St. Louis this week, fingerprinted by police and returned to Kennedy's mother just a couple of days ago. But there still was no sight of Kennedy. The truck was found just two blocks from her house, which is strange. The night she vanished, Kennedy was wearing black leggings, black shirt, black jacket. She is 5'11", weighs 260 pounds. She's a black female. I'm not seeing any. Only number I'm seeing is any information, call 911.
The Chillicothe Police Department is still attempting to locate Larry Davis Jr. Mr. Davis has not had contact with his family since March 4th and is currently entered as a missing person. Any information can be submitted to Detective DeMint at 740-773-1191. I posted this one last week, too. No description. Looks like he's got brown hair, very short brown hair, and scruff on his face. And it looks like he might have tattoos on his neck. You can interrupt me. You have my permission. Too slow. Allison Berger. Sure. White, 17 years old, 5'7", brown hair. Tattoo of a bird on her neck and a frog on her left arm. Female, 130 pounds. Blue-green eyes. She was last seen at her mother's home on the 4800 block of Radnor in October of 2021. It is believed that Allison may be with David Panowski, a white male with multiple facial tattoos. The mother of the missing states that Allison may be in the DeQuandre and 8 Mile area driving an older model old Jeep Liberty. Missing from the 4800 block of Radnor, Detroit, Michigan, October 2021.
That it?
That's it.
Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Jasmine Deschler. She has cognitive disabilities, age 20, white, female, 5'4", 180 pounds, blue eyes, brown hair. She was last seen leaving work at 2:18 p.m. from Buffalo Wild Wings on Southwest 3rd in Rockwell, and last contact was at 4:31 p.m. Her phone is off. She was wearing blue jeans, black shoes, and a gray hoodie. If you have seen Jasmine or have any other information, please contact Oklahoma City Police Department at 405-297-1000.
Mishawaka Police needs help locating Chadzi Rizzo, 12 years old, and Patrick Rizzo, 13 years old. They haven't been heard from since February 24, 2022. Any information, call 574-258-1684 or send us a Facebook message. That's different. There's no description, but they're... one boy's got brown hair, the other boy's got blonde hair, and they both look like they have brown eyes. Tamala Wells, cash reward up to $3,100, 33, and has been missing since Monday, August 6, 2012. Was last seen leaving her home at 9 p.m. located on the 19,700 block of Appleton near Telegraph Road on Detroit's west side. She was in a white 2001 Grand Prix four-door with a black front bumper. The vehicle has been located. No description. She's a black lady, though. 1-800-SPEAK-UP or www.1800speakup.org. That's the ones that are annoying. They don't give you any information. They want you to help find missing people, but they don't. Even on the repeat ones, they'll change the stuff on it, but they don't give their any information. Or the ones without phone numbers.
I know, I hate that. Manuel Alejandro Garcia Acosta, 22 years old. He's a Hispanic male, Mexican, 5'7", 176 pounds, black hair wavy, brown eyes, scar on one side of the left knee, stretch marks on back, one tooth is missing upper right side. Blue denim pants, black, gray and white camouflage shirt, black jackets, camel color boots, and a wedding ring with March 28, 2018 engraved on it. He left his native country in order to cross the border to the United States in the company of a coyote. The last communication Manuel had with a family member was June 3rd, 2021. On June 8th, the coyote called the family to inform them that on June 6th, Manuel was vomiting and could no longer walk and was left in Falfurrias, Texas. Manuel has not been seen or heard from since. Any information about Manuel, contact Calibri Center for Human Rights at 520-724-8644.
Jada Victoria Otis. She's black, 13 years old, 5'5", short black hair, maybe in a ponytail, female, 140 pounds, brown eyes, missing since March 10th, 2022. She was last seen leaving the Hope Academy located on the 12,100 block of Broad Street at 8 a.m. on March 9th, 2022. She was last seen wearing a yellow uniform shirt, black pants, and boots with fur on them. Any information, call the Detroit, Michigan 10th Precinct at 313-596-1040 or call 911. Terre Haute, Indiana. Wyatt Nesting, 15 years old. No description. Any information, call the Terre Haute Police Department, Detective Kennedy at 812-244-2272. He is suicidal and he will run. He's 15 years old and about 100 pounds. Bright blonde hair, blue hazel eyes.
Minnesota United. Alex Westerlund, age 29, last seen on March 9th, 11:19 p.m., border of Newport and Woodbury. Five foot nine, white male, 160 pounds, blonde, buzz cut, blue eyes. Last seen wearing a black Columbia coat, jeans, Adidas shoes. Alex's fiance and family are extremely concerned for his well-being. Any information on Alex or his whereabouts, please contact the Washington County Sheriff's at 651-439-9381.
Shane McLaughlin, missing from Romulus, Michigan. Missing since October 19th, 2020. He was 15 years old when he disappeared. He's Caucasian, male, 5'6", 180 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, blonde hair, heartbeat tattoo on the inside, and the rest of it's cut off. Any information? I guess call, oh, here it is. Call the Romulus Police Department at 734-941-8400 or the Polyclos Foundation at 1-800-587-4357. Dang it. Monroe, North Carolina. Bradley Pate, 16 years old, missing since July 6, 2021. Male, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 150 pounds. He may still be in the local area. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Monroe Police Department in North Carolina, or 704-289-1591.
Irvin Josu Salgado, at the age of 25 years old. Irvin has been missing for 6 months now with still no clue on his whereabouts. He had reportedly disappeared in Arizona on August 18, 2021. He's a Hispanic Mexican male, 5'7", 155 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, left ear piercing, silver cross earring, wears contact lenses, camouflage cap and pants, light blue denim pants underneath, black shirt with the Nike logo, black shoes with gray. He has two phones, a voter ID, and a lighter. Irvin left his native country and crossed the border on his coyote. Last contacted family members on August 28, 2021, around 12 noon. Notified the family that they saw a truck in the desert. They all ran, and Irvin hasn't been seen or heard from since. Any information, call the Calibri Center for Human Rights, 520-724-8644.
Oh, my God. Ralph is snoring really loud. Muncie, Indiana, Eva Knight, 16 years old, missing since December 22nd, 2021. She is female, white, black hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 130 pounds. She may be in the local area or travel to other cities in the state of Indiana. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Muncie Police Department in Indiana, or 765-747-4838.
Officials are asking for the public's help in locating 13-year-old Annalisa Contreras, who went missing this morning from her home in Guadalupe. Annalisa is possibly wearing a black hoodie sweater. Anyone if... Oh, wait a minute. There's her profile picture. All right. She's a Native American, female, 5'1", 160 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. She's possibly wearing a black hooded sweater. Anyone seen or know whereabouts, please contact MCSO at 602-876-1011. That's the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. See, that was set up weird.
Yeah. Cincinnati, Ohio. Dane Catterton, 16 years old. Missing since January 31st, 2022. White male, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 135 pounds. His ears are pierced. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office in Ohio, or 513-946-6400.
Abigail Diaz Dominguez, age 46 years old. Abigail has been missing for 8 months now, with still no clue on his whereabouts. He had reportedly disappeared in El Cenizo, Texas, on July 4, 2021. He's a Hispanic male, 5'8", 183 pounds, black hair, brown eyes, vitiligo spots on both hands and face, no tattoos. He was wearing a sweatshirt with double sleeves in black and long sleeves in gray, blue denim pants, waist belt, industrial boots, size 9, black soles, yellow and brown stripes on the sides. He had a black Samsung A10 phone with a black bookcase on it. Abigail left his native country in order to cross the border to the United States. On July 4th, Abigail sent a text message to a relative saying that he had already crossed the border and that he had about 3 hours left to reach the Ladero, Texas warehouse. A person that was also crossing the border called the family to tell them that after crossing the border, Abigail could no longer walk and was left in El Cenizo, Texas. Abigail has not been seen or heard from since. Any information, contact the Calibri Center for Human Rights at 520-724-8644.
Kyle Orenberg, missing since November 27th, 2020, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 17 years old, male, white, blonde hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 145 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Philadelphia Police Department in Pennsylvania, or 215-686-8477.
Cesar Tunkak. Missing since December 26, 2021, from Tucson, Arizona. 16-year-old Hispanic male, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 154 pounds. Call 911 or Tucson Police Department in Arizona at 1-520-791-4444.
South Dakota, Stella Luna Eagletail, 14 years old, missing since October 22nd, 2021. She's from the Pennington County, South Dakota area. Contact the Pennington County Sheriff's Office with information at 605-394-4131. And no information on her height and stuff.
Wendy Rachel Norwood Noblet, 35 years old, missing from Springdale, Arkansas, March 19th, 2022, missing from the Walmart parking lot. She was wearing a headband, tie-dye shirt, with blue jeans and off-white heels, blue flip-flops or gray Nike shoes. She has on a white gold ring with diamonds and small hoop earrings. Any information, contact the Springdale Police Department at 479-751-4542. From her picture, she's a white female with shoulder length, like a dirty blonde hair. There's no height or anything other on her.
Miamisburg, Ohio. Chelsea Kia Cole, 25 years old. This is a cold case. Missing since June 1st, 2017. Female, white. Date of birth is October 6, 1991. She's 5'5", between 5'5 and 5'7", 140 to 150 pounds. She has a history of drug abuse. Distinguishing characteristics is she's female, blonde hair, blue eyes. She has a tattoo of the word love on her hip and a tattoo of stars on her lower back. Her lip is pierced. She was last seen in Miamisburg, Ohio sometime in June of 2017. She was living with a man on the 500 block of Lower Miamisburg Road at the time. He had also lived in Lebanon, Ohio and Morrill, Ohio. Her mother reported her missing in July, but there were reported sightings of her late as September 2017. The police have searched her last known residence with ground-penetrating radar, searching for her body, but the search turned up nothing. Authorities stated they had a strong person of interest in her disappearance and a person who has not been publicly identified, and this person is being uncooperative with the investigation. Her disappearance remains unsolved. Any information, Miamisburg Police Department, 937-847-6600.
Glendale, Arizona, missing 11-year-old Mariah Begay. She was last seen in the area of 67th Avenue and Butler around 8 a.m. getting on a school bus. She is 5 foot, 120 pounds, and was wearing a white shirt with gold writing, blue jean shorts, white jeans, and blue glitter backpack. She's a Hispanic female, 11 years old. Any information, contact the Glendale Police Department at 623-930-3000.
Gus Singleton Sr. is still missing, known to be last seen on the east side of Detroit. He has been missing for almost 2 months with no communication with anyone. He's 68 years old, brown eyes, 5'10", 160 pounds. Any information, call the Detroit Police Department at 313-237-2850.
Runaway juvenile, Gabrielle Sullivan from Mecklenburg, North Carolina. Last seen March 16, 2022. 10:30 p.m. at the location of the 100 block of South Gum Street. He's 6 foot, 120 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, white male, blue jeans, multicolor hoodie, black and red Jordan shoes, left on dark color mountain bike. Any information about Sullivan's whereabouts, please contact Pageland Police Department at 843-672-6437.
Madison, Indiana. Daniel Scott Reeves. Oh, so this is a cold case. Missing since May 3rd of 2008. I've seen in Madison, Jefferson County, Indiana. Date of birth, October 27th, 1982. 25 years old, white male, 5'9 to 6 feet, 145 to 150 pounds. Short brown hair, blue eyes. He had khaki or denim long shorts, blue short sleeve t-shirt, black box leather jacket, tan suede sports shoes. Daniel was last seen by his girlfriend on May 3rd, 2008. He had fallen asleep at his girlfriend's house when she woke up around 2 a.m. Daniel had left at 4. At 4 a.m., Daniel sent her a text message that said, "I love you." He tried to call him back 5 minutes after that, but he didn't answer the phone. That was the last anyone has heard from Daniel. 10 days later, investigator found Daniel's car on Green Hills Road in Madison. The car was found unlocked with its wallet, money, and credit card still inside. Daniel's keys and cell phone were gone. There hasn't been any activity on his phone records since his disappearance. And there's a lot of other information. Agency name, Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Contact person, Sheriff David Thomas at 812-265-2648. The Indiana State Police District 42, phone number 812-689-5000. Well, I guess it's not as much as I thought. I guess that's all I got.
Yeah, and we're getting close to end of time.
Yeah.
So we can cut it.
All right.
Just to let everybody know that's been listening and following us, again, if you see any missing persons flyers or know of any missing, contact one of us. Let's keep getting the word out about our missing and our trafficked. It's a big deal, especially with this administration. It seems to have gotten worse over the years, but more so worse since last year.
Yeah.
And as usual, if you know something, say something. Let's bring them home. Thank you for being with us. Thank you again, Lorna, for being with me.
Mm-hmm. Waiting for the check.
It's in the mail.
Okay.
I put it on the back of the tortoise. It should be there in a few years.
I know. It's about the way it's working, too.
I'd like to say God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, our missing, our veterans, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.